Hey everyone, it's Cam Hurt, host of the Best Show Ever podcast, and we have got a second season coming out very soon that I am very excited about. We've got some very cool special guests, including musical acts that we all love, like Karina Reichman, Daniel Donato, Jake Brownstein from Eggy, Rick and Peter from Goose, and many more. Tune in for new episodes dropping on Osiris Media March 5th on the Best Show Ever podcast.
Hi, listeners. I want to tell you about a cause that I'm involved with at Heritage Radio Network. HRN is celebrating its 15th year, and to celebrate, we're deepening our commitment to giving voice to the next generation of food system storytellers, and we need your help. Our internship and fellowship programs help activate new possibilities for underrepresented and underestimated young people through experiential journalism, audio engineering, and production training. Through these unique programs, HRN helps food equity stewards build essential workforce readiness skills that expand their potential and foster economic mobility. Please consider supporting these critical programs. And with a minimum donation, you can be entered to win a dinner for two at an amazing restaurant in one of eight cities and tickets to a concert at a great venue in one of those cities. We have incredible partners across the country who have donated, as they also share our passion for helping to educate the next generation of food system storytellers. Check out heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. That's heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. And make sure you donate before March 31st. Thank you.
Osiris.
What's going on? It's Karina Reichman. Hi. Hey, how's it going? And I'm back with yet another episode of Inappropriate Happiness, and I am joined once again by my sage mentor, my dear pal, my general homie, my dude, Isaac Sloan. Isaac, hi.
I love that I get a different kind of introduction every week. There are different superlatives you use to describe our friendship, and I think that's a cool thing.
I couldn't agree more, and they're all accurate. That's the best part about it. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing so well, Karina. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm glad we are both IRL. We are in the flesh, for those of you listening. Isaac and I are sitting across from each other on two couches and absolutely killing it.
You're killing it.
I've been away and you have been away doing some fun shit. But before we dive into that, because it is Inappropriate Happiness approved, shall we say, what's up, dude? What's going on in your world?
Yeah, right. What's new?
Yeah, what's new, man?
Beautiful springtime is blooming in New York City. My eyes are very itchy from the allergies, but you know what? We're repping it anyway.
My man, what do you do to fix that? What do you even do? Claritin?
Claritin, yeah.
And then what?
And then pray. Hope for the best. I don't know. Take lots of showers. Get all the pollen out of my head.
Oh, dude. That is a boomer.
It is a boomer.
That is, you know, yeah.
Small price to pay, though.
Small price to pay. I see some people, like, doing absolutely crazy shit. I saw today Dave Maklovich from Chromeo. Shout out Dave One. With, like, an armful of pharmaceutical drugs trying to clear out the allergies. I don't have allergies.
You don't have allergies,
so
right.
I don't know how this goes. Like, do people do that? What is there? You could take, like, antihistamines and shit.
Yeah, sorry, the rice cooker's going off. For those listening, I don't know if you have a rice cooker in your home, but ours just sings to us at random times during the day.
Oh, my God. And let us take this time to shout out Zoji Rushi, the Japanese rice cooker brand, among other things. But man, if you don't have a Zoji Rushi at home, you're tripping.
Might just help your allergies.
I get them a little bit sometimes, but I'm sometimes like, is this allergies or am I just, you know?
Well, raging. You know about the neti pot?
I am familiar with it, though I have never actually taken the plunge. So do you do that?
It is kind of what's best because it just flushes everything out. Pour in one nostril and it comes out the other.
Yo.
I mean, it's a very unsatisfying kind of feeling. It's not what you want.
You definitely don't want people watching you doing that too, right? It's not flattering.
No, it's not flattering.
I'll watch you do it, bro.
I could make it through that. Like, I can't do it with other people. I would get stage fright.
I can't blame you. Maybe we'll do it just for fun on me and film it.
Speaking of stage fright, a band that does not get stage fright. Yo. I just returned from three nights of widespread panic in Wilmington, North Carolina.
That is the real shit.
We were together last July.
Dude, I was so thrilled. Isaac, between the two of us, Isaac is the real widespread panic scholar. I enjoy the ever-loving fuck out of these shows, but to tell you I know every song would be a lie. It's not like Karina at a Fish Show, where I do know every song. I'm going to the panic show. I know, you know, I'm getting more literate. I'm getting more literate. I want to say I know a good 60% of the tunes at this point. But man, going to panic with Isaac last July, we were living properly. Shout out to your new dear friend and the man who really hooked it up with the hotel rooms. What's his last name?
Mr. Steve Love.
Steve Love, dude.
Amazing guy who I found on the internet because he had extra rooms, which they're hard to come by in Wilmington. I guess it's an up-and-coming place.
Dude. This guy just totally dialed it in last
July. He
totally
dialed it in.
And he dialed it in just for Isaac just a few days ago. That's unbelievable. So that's super epic. And did Wilmington look and feel the same to you as it did in July?
You know, I don't know if it is up and coming. I like to think of it as an up and coming place. Perhaps I'm late to the party,
sure.
Or perhaps it will not, but do the thing. But I really enjoy Wilmington, North Carolina. I think it's a wonderful place with two awesome beaches, Carolina Beach, Wrightsville Beach, great restaurants, cool people. And, you know, the South really shows up for widespread panic, you know, the way that the Northeast does for Fish. If you live in driving distance of these shows and you are a widespread panic fan, you are at these shows.
Good to go.
Good to go.
Man, and there's nothing like that. There's
no,
really nothing
there really
like
isn't.
That. So where did it begin? Where did it end? What were your highlights? What did this all look like?
This is a great question. So they played Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 6th through 8th. And they started off the Friday show with a tune called Jack. And those who love Widespread Panic know that that is an exciting song to hear in the show. And it is the first time that they open with that since, I think, the early 90s.
Bam.
And, you know, there's... it's a song where at one point JB just goes, ready to ride, ready to ride, ready to ride. And so I like it in the opening slot because people were definitely excited to hear it. They were ready to ride. And I don't know, they just took off from there. First night was kind of like jukebox panic. You know, you got a lot of songs kind of seeming to come out of nowhere. You're like, oh, it's Pilgrims. Oh, it's Love Tractor. Oh, it's Climb to Safety. But big jam in the second set during Diner. I was excited to hear Sleepy Monkey, but you could tell they were holding back, and they really, really delivered a fierce show the next night, opening with Surprise Valley and playing Talking Heads' City of Dreams to start off the show, and then by the Blackout Blues to close the first set, people were pumped. They came back hard with Protein Drink Sewing Machine to start off the second set. I know you are a fan of the song Sewing Machine.
I love Sewing Machine, let me tell you. I would have been fucking three sheets to the wind. Fantastic.
And the set closed with Ride Me High into Space Wrangler. So, you know, if you're listening and you love Widespread Panic, you know just how awesome that is. But, you know, as they say, never miss a Sunday show. And Sunday really delivered. It was Mother's Day and a Mother's Day theme to the show, playing songs like Red Hot Mama and Party at Your Mama's House. Party at Your Mama's House, I think, is kind of, it's ironic that Widespread Panic has a song called Party at Your Mama's House, and it's an instrumental, sort of like mid-tempo tune.
Yeah, you definitely expect that on paper to
on paper,
be
right?
A fucking absolute barn burner, Party at Your Mama's House, something
but no,
or other, but
it's
no.
It's just like
but no.
Kind of an instrumental chill song.
I love that.
But the Mother's Day theme didn't begin and end with songs with Mama in him. But we also had Radio Child and Little Kin, Aunt Avis, and songs like You Should Be Glad, which JB is on the record as saying is about JoJo Herman, the keyboard player, having a child. So it was a very mother, child, family kind of show. And that was, you know, I think reflected in the audience. It was a chilly night, as JB said when he got on stage, cuddle up. And cuddle up we did. But it was a fantastic three-night run. I mean, this band doesn't tour quite regularly, so it's usually a destination event, right? Three nights or five nights here in New York City coming in July.
Oh, man.
You know, they really, it's an amazing rock show while also being a kind of an exemplary kind of jam band event as well. You know, I think that they put on, I use the word exemplary a lot.
Exemplary is cool, man.
I forget what I said it about last episode, but I was like, this is a good example of something. But they really do. They set the bar really high. They are a standout example of what bands should be. And, you know, on the way into the Sunday show, I saw a woman in a dress that just said 3 days of peace and music, which is, I guess, the tagline for the Woodstock Festival.
Right, right.
And catch me on any other day and I would have been like, Woodstock, yeah, we know. 3 days of peace and music. But I was like, this is 3 days of peace and music. And Woodstock really set the precedent for that as a kind of retreat, a kind of vacation, a kind of way of switching it up. And, you know, that was certainly the vibe this weekend, you know, getting out into the sun, going to the beach, hearing some Widespread Panic with your friends.
Dude, I mean, 3 days of peace and music. Thank God that caught on then.
Right.
Let me tell you.
I know. No, it really set an example. We need that.
Oh, yeah, baby. We literally need it.
It was exemplary.
It was exemplary. And thank God some folks decided to do a couple, two, three things and follow it. And now some of us have careers and others, you know, have hobbies and ways that they like to spend their time. And leisure.
Leisure.
That is a beautiful thing. Well, I'm sad I missed it. I'm not going to lie to you. And you went to a Waffle House.
Yes, went to a Waffle House. Shout out to Puddin, who was our Waffle House waitress.
Shout out, Puddin. Much respect. Thank you for keeping my friends fed at all hours of the day and night. That's fantastic. You went to, and then what was the best meal?
Well, I have to say the Copper Penny,
oh,
which is a you know, bar and grill, pretty standard, but they really do it right. And they were very excited to be hosting the Widespread Panic fans. They had a big sign out front that said, "Welcome, Widespread Panic."
Yes.
And the vibes were very high in there all weekend. I visited it twice. They have incredible sandwiches, excellent wings,
boom,
beer on draft, and are a short walking distance from the venue. If you are in Wilmington, go to the Copper Penny. It is awesome.
Dude, we beg, beseech, and implore you to do so, Wilmington. And I can't wait to get back there. I mean, shit, that town is so cool. It really is.
It's really fun. I think they have really something going on.
I'd super agree. I super agree. Oh, oh my God. Well, while that was happening, so many things were happening, but we would be remiss to not pivot into, well, I mean, we might as well just start having a Billy String segment because, man, the kid can play, the kid makes headlines, the kid's got some cool fucking friends, and he brought them all out at the Ryman this weekend. Where do you even begin?
Well, as another 3 days of peace and music at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. Very iconic venue, and, you know, Billy String's is an exemplary. No, Billy Strings is, yeah, you said it. Like, I mean, there's so much to talk about with that guy. What's even going on?
Dude, I mean, well, I feel like maybe I said this on the podcast to you before. Maybe I said it in private to you before. Who's to say? We're going to say it again. Billy, thank God for him for many reasons, but among every reason, right? Obviously, he's an absolutely virtuosic player. He puts on an amazing show, the whole nine, blah, 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 blah. But Billy is a bona fide, in my eyes, what we would call a rock star.
Oh, yeah.
In a scene that lacks, quote unquote, rock stars, if you know what I'm saying. And I think he wears it so well. He's so cool. He's just effortlessly, absolutely magnetic up there. He is tapped into some different shit. You see it on his face. You see it in his fingers. You see the way he communicates with his band. It's a beautiful thing. And I'm so glad that now, you know, some of his childhood heroes are pals and they're sitting in and they're doing the thing. And it's just like such a beautiful thing to see this kid's like absolutely incredible career unfold, you know, in front of our eyes.
Well put, well put. And night one featured Mr. Brian Sutton on guitar, who's an incredible guitar player in his own right. And they jammed on a couple of tunes. Billy also played Ride Me High, the J.J. Cale song that Widespread Panic also plays and played this past weekend. But the next night, I mean, that's the sort of, we wake up to the news the next day. Bob Weir rhythm guitarist for the Grateful Dead, amongst other things. The world's most interesting man.
You know him, you love him.
You know him, you love him. Billy and Bob, the two sexiest men in music. Set two, opening with Wake Up Little Susie by the Everly Brothers. Just the two of them, little duo. And then into Dire Wolf. And then the band comes back on. Karina, I listened to this whole set, and I just thought it was absolutely fantastic. Really chilling, actually.
I mean, to be a person in the audience not knowing what's about to happen, and then boom, just Billy and Bob duo for a couple tunes, and then the whole band joins, and Bob is just up there the entire time. Like, that ain't no joke, baby. That ain't no joke.
What's interesting about string bands is, like, there's no drums, right?
Yeah.
So they're solely responsible for carrying the rhythm and the melodies and the way that they do that with strings and come in and out, weave in and out of each other and really listen and pick up on stuff is wildly impressive.
Wildly.
But then to have Bob Weir, who's like king of the counterpoint, who loves to play something that's just so sort of different but complementary, but also like it takes a second. You're like, what is that? He's like howling into the night. And then it all kind of lines up in this other sort of dimension.
Totally. It is interdimensional.
It's really interdimensional.
100%. And Billy is too, you know, in the way that they're tapped in, man. They really are. And to have them both up there, like you say, it's counterpoint. They're playing off of each other. They're playing with each other. They're doing all of this interesting, you know, both rhythmic and harmonic shit. Like, it's amazing.
And vocally, too, you know, they played Wharf Rat, which, you know, of course, has a song with a narrator and a character named August West.
Right.
And Billy takes on the August West lines and Bob sings as the narrator and, you know, doing a similar thing with the verses of Broke Down Palace. And I mean, this is, you know, a group of folks who are not only talented, but just their reverence for music and for playing together and the present moment, you can just tell they're listening. You can hear them listening to each other. And that's just amazing.
Crazy. And, you know, it's you know, obviously it's exciting for Billy, but man, it must be exciting for Bob. And it's exciting, like, just the way that we kind of, and the world has picked up on Billy, you know, like the way it's all happening. You know, you have reverence for sort of seeing this all unfold for this kid who just has immeasurable talent and fortitude and grit and sort of like animal magnetism, I'll call it. You know, you look at him and you're like, he's compelling. He's a compelling rock star figure in our scene, and we need him and others like him. It's a beautiful fucking thing. It really is. I'm so just taken by the whole thing. And I'm glad that other people are too. Speaking of one of my musical heroes, among others, but you know, say what you will, Mr. Les Claypool himself joins Billy the next night.
The next night.
Along with many other folks, including Marty Stewart.
Yep.
And
Ronnie McCory.
Oh, baby.
And Bob comes back.
And Bob couldn't let them have all the fun without him, so he came back. I mean, this is a jubilee, baby. This is a straight jubilee. This is over. This is amazing. I mean, God, Sunday, right?
Sunday, yep. Never miss a Sunday.
Never miss a Sunday. You were seeing the originators of the phrase, and these guys were taking the phrase to heart.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And man, they played a lot of music. In terms of the Primus covers, because of course that's, you know, for me, I'm like, what's going on over here? They played Over the Falls, which is on the Brown album, 1997, and then they played John the Fisherman, and they played All Fall Down, which is a John Hartford cover. John Hartford, most famous for Gentle on My Mind, and this tune is amazing. I listened to it this morning. Oh my God, I was not familiar with All Fall Down. And again, like you say, that, you know, Billy's band, no drummer. Right? So you have Les Claypool, probably the most rhythmic bass player that I can conceive of. I mean, there are plenty of them, but man, Les is Les, you know? And I thought he blended in amazingly. It was so cool and unique. And man, I mean, what an amazing thing.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah. And of course, they love fishing together. Billy the fisherman himself, and Les also classic fisherman. So you're always seeing them, you know, on Instagram and beyond going fishing together, which is the most adorable thing of all time. Even just today, I saw photos of them fishing together. Cool. Yeah, and they do that, which is just amazing. And like, you know, again, warms the cockles of my old dead heart. It's so sweet. It's so cool to have, you know, friends, mentors, musical and otherwise, whatever it may be. And like, I love that they love playing together. It's so rad. And fishing.
Totally. And to have Ronnie McCory of the, you know, Del McCory group and the Traveling McCorys join on mandolin for some Bill Monroe tunes at the Ryman in Nashville. I mean, this is all over the place, this show. And then Bob to come out for Dark Star and a traditional Sunday Samson and Delilah. I mean, they're hitting all the marks here. And then you kind of think how it could have get any better. They play a Marty Stewart song, Old Mexico, without Marty, and then bring him out for the encore for Rawhide and Will the Circle Be Unbroken?
I mean, this is like a Sunday night review.
Yeah, no, this is, and by the way, isn't ticketed as such.
Yeah,
oh, this is just a Billy Strings concert, no, with special guests.
Zero.
No extra ticket price or hype. It's just happening.
It's just happening. I mean, we would be needing to scrape ourselves off the floor and fry ourselves like a pancake to come back from this shit. I really don't even know what. I mean, I would be a wreck in the best way.
And it's only just beginning. I mean, Billy's announced some fall dates. It seems like he's going to be playing some very big rooms. He's returning to the Ryman to play Marty Stewart's 19th late night jam on Wednesday, June 8th, right before Bonnaroo. That bill also includes Emmylou Harris. It also has Marcus King on there. That's going to be fantastic. I was down there for that in 2009, and it's just, you know, couldn't be more fun. I mean, wow. this is a real church service.
So cool. It's really wild. And then he has some Red Rocks shows coming up.
Yeah, this next weekend.
Which is wild. Very cool. Everybody going to see Billy at Red Rocks. Fucking get it popping for us. That is so fun. And he's going to Europe in the fall. It's so cool. I don't know. It's just really fun to follow his trajectory. And of course, I feel we will have a Billy String segment on the podcast.
Totally, totally.
I mean, shit.
I saw a tweet that was wondering what it's like for him to go to sleep after doing all of this. Yeah. You know, when he closes the hotel room door, is he just like, what just happened?
Dude, that's like those things where you're just like jubilated off your fucking skull and you can't even believe like what your life is, so you can't even think too hard about it, but then you think about it and then you're like, oh my god.
Totally.
Yeah, he's probably bugging out in the bathtub.
And I mean, it really brings music to this whole, we talked about it being other dimensional, and I was talking about the music itself, but when you start to see these things pop up, you know, did you see what Billy Strings did?
Yeah.
That's what you want.
That's literally what you want. I mean, it's newsworthy. It becomes, you know, it's what people are talking about the next day. It's what we're, you know, spending this long waxing poetic about, because it's a news story. It's compelling. And it's, you know, it's the power of music. It's like, you know, the older dudes and the younger dude and the legends and the legend, in, you know, that is forming, you know, it's just such a cool, cool, cool thing. Proud of the guy. Proud of every, it's just so, I would have been dead. I can't even believe it, Isaac. I don't even know. But fabulous stuff, really fabulous. And then we have, you know, we'd be remiss to not mention Trey Anastasio.
Absolutely.
Played two nights at the newly opened Boston venue called the Roadrunner, which everybody cannot stop singing the praises of. Everybody says, it's a phenomenal new venue. Sound is amazing. And it actually opened with both Krungbin and Billy Strings, I believe, like right that weekend. Or Billy played the first show.
Billy opened it up. Yeah, Billy Chris played the venue.
Unbelievable. And they've had since then, you know, Billy, Krungbin, they've had LCD Sound System. They've had lots of very cool things come through there. And now two nights at Trey, which is epic.
Epic. Yeah. So Trey Band, you know, as we talked a little bit about with Sweetwater, you know, Trey Band had a little bit of a tough time last time they went out on tour. You know, a lot of members had to drop off the tour for various reasons, and other people stepped in. But here he is, you know, reunited with his core Trey Anastasio band. Two nights, as you said, the first night saw the debut of a song called Hey Stranger.
Off the new Off Mercy, right? Off the very new Situation, right?
I haven't heard it yet.
I haven't heard it yet either.
What do you think it sounds like?
I think it's probably pretty dope.
I think it's like, hey, stranger.
Hey, stranger. How you doing? I'm Trey.
But songs we're more familiar with. He did a thing he does in the encore sometimes at a Trey show, which I think is really a beautiful thing. He just came out with an acoustic guitar and played a couple of tunes just himself. And I remember the first time I saw him do that, I just thought, like, that's such a generous kind of way to, you know, put the icing on the cake of a show, you know, to do that at set break or at the very end, to just have a little bit of a sing-along and just play some tunes that people really love. We got Theme from the Bottom, More, Chuck Dust Torture, Harry Hood, and then the band came back on for Push On Till the Day.
So fun. I mean, I love Tab, and I love how happy he looks while he's doing it.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, totally.
He's just prancing around, cheesing, you know, ear to ear. It's so cool. Everybody, I mean, they sounded incredible. It was amazing. Like, it looked stunning. It sounded stunning. It's just cool. He's, you know, we said it last week, kind of the busiest man in show business and gearing up to be even more so. We have Fish shows later this month and next month and the following month and the following month, and holy shit, it's just absolutely crazy. And again, coming off the four MSGs, then Sweetwater with Tab, and then Oysterhead, and now more Tab, it's just, you know, he's trucking along right there, and it's we're very lucky to be able to, you know, absorb his musicality in all these different formats and in all these different ways and with all these different songs. So mazel to all of you who are at the Roadrunner, and I can't wait to go to this club. This is a Bowery Presents club. Those are friends of the show, and we're stoked for them and their new club. It's such a cool thing. I love it. I super love it. And let me say, Isaac, what else you got? I feel like we're at the end of our road here.
We're a little bit at the end of our road here.
Dude, I don't even know. I'm like, I'm shell-shocked to be back home. Not in like in a bad way, but I'm just like, I feel like I've been going, and now I'm just like, oh my God, here we go.
Yeah.
Time to tape the pod, you know?
Hey, it's good to have you home.
So good to be back. So good to be back.
Let's just keep going, right?
Let's just keep going, dude.
Absolutely.
The road goes on forever, as they say. And I got gigs this month. Not going to lie to you. Got some gigs. Nothing this weekend. This is my first weekend without gigs in what feels like a hot min. So who knows what kind of lunatic antics I will get up to on the town by way of having a gig. So we'll see. But the following weekend, I will be appearing at Dome Fest. Oh, yeah. That is the Pigeons Playing Ping Pong Festival in Thornville, Ohio. At something called, what's it called? Legend Valley?
Yeah.
I believe it's called Legend Valley. I've yet to be there, but I will be there in 2 weeks, and I will be good to go, reunited with my dear friends, the Pigeons, playing ping pong. Love those guys. They're such a wonderful, funny group of people. Looking forward to seeing them again. And then the day after, I will be at the David Shaw Big River Get Down in Hamilton, Ohio. Can't wait for that. Revivalists are playing. Record Company's playing. Maggie Rose is playing. Judith Hill is playing. I'm playing. It's gonna be a party. And then I'm gonna come home. And then we're gonna do a podcast. And then I'm gonna fly to Red Rocks, because I am playing Red Rocks for the first time. I'm gonna shout it from the mountaintops. I am going to Red Rocks for the first time. I am going to and playing, they are one and the same, Red Rocks at the same time. Sorry, it's just worth repeating, because holy shit, I feel like Billy Strings when he gets back to his hotel room at the end of a very jubilative night. I'm overwhelmed by that. I'm inappropriately happy and so fucked up by it in the best way. I don't even know what to say.
I cannot wait for that.
Thanks, dude.
It's just awesome. And Infamous String Dusters.
Yes.
It's so cool.
I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my mind. Cannot wait for all that. Then it's Memorial Day, and then we'll talk about June when we get closer to June, man. I feel like that's what I got going on the next little bit. Isaac, you got things to plug? What do you got?
No, I just want to shout out our producer, Marlo Shankweiler.
Yes.
Shout out Brian Brigman and the whole team at Osiris.
All day.
We wish you, from our home to yours, many days of peace and music.
All of them, actually. If they're all filled with peace and music, the world would be a better place. So yeah. We hope that your every day is filled with peace and music, regardless of whether you're going to a 3-day event or not. But if you are, let us know about it. Because we love those, baby. We love those. Yeah, man.
Until
Isaac,
next week.
Until next week. Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.
Osiris.
Well, hey friends, my name is Zach Lupitin. You may know me from the band Dust Bowl Revival, but I also host a music discovery podcast called The Show on the Road. For the last 5 seasons, I've been able to dive deep and have intimate chats with folks like The Lumineers, Andy DeFranco, Wolfpack, Keb Moe, Lake Street Dive, Bela Fleck, and more. So guess what? After 150 conversations with some of my favorite songwriters from around the world, we are bringing brand new episodes to the Osiris Network. New interviews and intimate acoustic performances will be coming at you this summer. And which episodes are coming next, you ask?
I am Zach Goody, the lead singer for the band Smash Mouth.
Our band is called Milky Chance. We are based in Berlin.
My name is David Shaw. I sing and write songs with my band, The Revivalists.
Trust me, these conversations go some wild places. So subscribe to The Show on the Road on Osiris, and we'll see you soon.
Hi, this is Chad Nicefield.
And this is Justin Press.
We're the host of Making Waves, the Shiprock podcast, a part of the Sound Talent Media Podcast Network. We're inviting you to sail away with us on an epic journey in musical enlightenment. Every week, we bring you only the best artists in rock music and discuss everything from the cruise to the stage to the saga of being a professional recording artist. We'll have lots of special guests along the way, so tune in every week.
Your stateroom is available every Monday morning, so welcome aboard.